30 20 5 4 3 2 1
Ignition sequence start. This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go. Life Matters, a two-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin, hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Welcome to Life Matters on this apparently lazy Sunday morning.
It's something.
Yeah. We've got a lot to talk about throughout the show. We've got Loki. Yeah, he's coming in from the CVMA. There's a ride next Saturday that benefits veterans, and so we're going to talk about that. And then we've got a couple guys from the Lake Geneva JCs coming in, Steve and Ryan, and they're going to talk about Venetian Fest.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's coming up, too.
It's my week.
Yeah.
I wait for this all year.
Yes. Don't call Nancy until next Monday.
Right. Yeah. Don't bother Tuesday. Me until... Yeah. No, for sure.
Tuesday.
No, because by the time Sunday rolls around, I'm tired. And I can't do a lot of drinking on Sunday because I emcee the boat parade. And they don't like it when I slur my words when I say Gage Marine and stuff. So, Lake Geneva Cruise Lines. Doesn't, yeah, that's not a good thing. So,
okay.
Yeah, so, and then I'm just so exhausted. But it's just for such a good cause. And I'm sorry, am I interrupting your nap?
No. Sorry, I have uncontrolled.
Well, you know, there is a recovery period. We had a little bit of a recovery period after Das Fest.
Oh, that's right.
So.
Well, I had to get out of dog mode.
Yeah.
I love the dogs.
I had to get out of beer mode.
You had to get out of beer mode. You tried to taste everything.
I did. I really tried. I even had a list going, which by Saturday night was gone. I don't know where I left that.
Oh, it's in with our stuff.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. Okay, I failed in my goal, no doubt about it, which is fine. The beers I had were delicious. And if you didn't make it, shame on you. You got to be there next year.
Right.
But as
it was so big this year.
It was huge.
Yeah.
And the people were awesome. I mean, everybody was friendly. Everybody had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say this. As a station, we shattered those 25 beers.
Oh, we did.
We did all right.
Yes, we definitely supported the local United Way.
Everybody pitched in and did their part.
Yes. We had a great time. We gave a lot of stuff away, gave away a lot of swag. You know,
almost wore out that wheel.
Yeah, the wheel, the little ticker thing had to be revamped.
Yeah.
So,
Digger?
But that's fine. What?
The
did
clicker
you say
on the
Tigger
wheel.
Or no, not ticker?
Ticker.
Ticker. When you spin the wheel, it goes tick, 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 tick,
tick, tick, tick, tick.
Anyway, so Jackson, you want to lighten up the day here this morning with a few jokes? Do you have any jokes, or are you just here?
I do have jokes.
Oh, good. We love your jokes. Lots of people love your jokes. I get a lot of comments about your jokes.
Really? By who?
Most of them are good.
Well, I don't know.
By
I don't
people.
Like write down people's names.
Anonymous 9325. I just made that up, guys. Yeah. That's how fast I am.
That's how fast you are. All right, let's hear a joke.
What do you call a cool vegetable that isn't cool?
A cool vegetable that isn't cool. Well, I mean, cool as a cucumber is what comes to mind.
Hot tamale?
Is it tamale? I thought tamale was a Mexican dish.
It is.
Oh. Well, obviously, we don't know.
I'm guessing.
A radish. A radish.
It's rad.
Ish.
Okay, that was a good one. I'm going to give you that one. You got another one?
Yeah. I was going to tell you a time traveling joke, but you didn't like it.
He was going to tell you a time-traveling joke, but you didn't like it, so he's not going to tell you?
Didn't.
Because you already did travel back in time.
Because he already did, traveled in time, then traveled back in time.
I just got it. Like, what?
So some of these jokes are even more fun watching the look on your face as you're trying to figure out the punchline.
Like,
when you get the punchline.
I'm like, Tom, quick, explain it to me. Okay. All right. That was a good one, too.
That was a good
Thanks.
One.
Thanks. And you're right.
But I have a question.
And you're right, I didn't like it.
What?
What is your question?
I was supposed to ask you this question very first in the show.
Oh.
And it's a weird, unrelated question.
Oh, good. Well, let's hear it.
Hold on. Let me remember my question.
Excellent.
What's it unrelated to?
It's unrelated to the show.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
What's your favorite fruit? Yeah, what's your favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit?
Yeah.
Cherries. No, peaches.
Peaches. Well, mine is a banana because they're very appealing.
Oh, do you see that?
I got said about another
full
joke.
Circle.
So what would you have done if she would have said banana?
I would have said mine too because they're very appealing. Right?
All right. I guess it's a punchline that never changes.
Like, right. He can go with the flow.
I guess.
He's very quick. Jackson, are you ready for school to start?
Like I said, I think I said this last time. I had everything ready on the first day of school.
On the first day of summer break?
Last day of school.
Yeah.
Everything ready. I just pulled it out of my closet, put it in my backpack, and then used the supplies from this year.
Do you know who your teachers are or anything yet? Or have you had any kind of back to school night or...
No, I think we're going to get it on our Gmail.
Oh, well.
Because my friend Allie told me that we were supposed to get it sent to our email.
I see.
And they're not going back till like October or something.
September.
County Fair's a little bit late this year.
Right. It's forever. My grandson, Logan, his birthday is September 1st, and this year they're starting school on his birthday.
Ooh.
He hates that.
Yeah, I bet he's not.
But guess what I get for my birthday? School.
Well, he could skip the first day.
That's what I said. Well, anyway. Jackson's jokes, once again. Thank you, Jackson, for joining us this morning. Coming up next, we've got a lot of information about all kinds of stuff you can do this week and this coming weekend, so stay tuned.
Rain or shine.
You're going to make that clear, I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up next right Jackson's here on Lake 96.1. Woohoo!
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. All right, Loki's here, and Loki is from CVMA WI-45-1, and Tom, you guys are going to explain exactly what that means.
Yeah, we will.
Great, okay.
Well, the CVMA is the Combat Vets Motorcycle Association, and their charter number is 45-1. Most people are used to whiskey being in here, but
yeah.
He had better things to do today.
Yeah, I could drink
something.
It, so whiskey didn't come.
Ah, man. So
instead, we got Loki.
We got Loki, which is just fine, but we've got a fundraiser coming up, the 8th Annual Poker Chip Run. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, well, it's a great run, and all the proceeds for this run are going to be going to Dogs to Dog Tags, which is a fantastic organization. They train service dogs.
Nice.
For veterans who need service dogs,
right.
PTSD, whatever the case. Great organization. And the ride, we're going to have the stops are Stumble In, The Bunker, Honey Lake Inn, Papa Stash, and then we end at Trackers.
Nice.
Got to be at The Bunker.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go to The Bunker.
Of course.
When is this thing? Saturday, August 19th. Ooh.
Yeah, next week.
Saturday.
Yes.
Ooh.
So we got to get particulars out of the way first.
Okay.
What time does it start? Kickstand's up at?
It is 11 a.m. is kickstand's up.
Right.
Okay. Registration starts at 10 a.m.
Okay. And then what time do you think you'll be at Trackers, roughly?
We'll at the end of the ride. I'd probably say it's about, I don't know, 3-4 hours.
So 3-4 o'clock.
Yeah. Depending on how many beers you
drink.
You could
make that. We got a busy schedule.
Right.
I will be there. Rain or shine.
I have Venetian
Which we'll talk
Fest.
About in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But that's right. What I'm thinking. You could probably do this right, and I can get
you
back.
Well, I was going to say, you would have to drop me off at Venetian Fest.
I can handle that.
Wait, wasn't that the same for our pig roast? Didn't you have something else going on? I heard Whiskey's interview.
Yeah.
I thought you had something else
so.
Going on, too.
Yeah, you were at Country Thunder. And we were both slammed that weekend
because
I had a prior commitment.
Yeah,
too.
You didn't want me on the back of a bike on a Saturday of Country Thunder. Woo.
I got bungee cords. We could have strapped you
out. Ratchet straps.
Been done before.
I don't know why she won't get off the bike. She can't.
And then Velcro they take is a my wonderful thing.
Right, and then they take my mouth shut because... You know.
Yeah, I carry a set of ratchet straps in my bag just in case.
Called moped straps.
Yes, my biker name is Moped. That's, yes, and it fits me well.
So,
actually.
Yeah, we did miss that, but we were at the Mosticelli fundraiser in March.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was, which was a
you
good
were,
time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a fantastic fundraiser. That was my first one with this chapter.
Oh, okay.
I transferred from another chapter and...
Yeah, it was a good turnout.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Awesome.
A lot of fun.
A lot of hard work. A lot of raffle prizes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good people there. Yeah.
So which one of you, Loki, is going to explain what Tom means by rain or shine?
I will gladly explain that.
Go right ahead.
So last year we did a lot of, we helped out as much as we could for the poker chip run. And there was a slight chance of rain the next day. And Whiskey called me the night before and said, hey, sorry, brother, we canceled the run. I was like, for what? I said, well, I guess we're worried about rain. I said, you got to be kidding me. Seriously, you got to be kidding me.
You're bikers.
Well, we're vets.
Right.
Riding in the rain is an easy day.
Right.
Yeah. But way worse than that.
Oh, yeah.
So we decided we're going to meet up anyways. And a bunch of guys from the CVMA, along with myself, met up. And I think Whiskey had found another fundraising run for another vet who had passed away in a motorcycle accident. Mike, and I can't think of his last name, Michael's Ride. So we went on that and helped them.
Mm-hmm.
We had a blast. We hit a little bit of rain on the way home, but that was way later.
Rain.
Yeah. Yeah. I took an early shower. So,
in other words, I've been giving Tom holds a grudge, is what I'm saying.
I just think it's really funny that that ride got canceled, and I'm not pointing fingers at anybody but one guy. That ride got canceled. Because of a chance of rain. And
then it didn't rain.
It didn't rain.
Until later.
Again, we're all vets. We don't care.
Right.
So then the log cabin ride rolls around a month or two later. I think that was a September ride. And I left my house in the rain, which is against my rules. You don't leave in the rain. But I did. And we met at Whiskey's house, and it poured all day. We were the only guys there riding that fundraiser. Everybody else was in cars. But the CVMA and I, we rode that thing in a downpour all day long.
Right.
In fact, I had to call Whiskey and tell him I got stopped on my way home by an officer in Burlington for a slow no wake violation going down the bypass. We got a lot of water, but it was such a lot of fun. So
yeah, I mean, all the rides are fun. So I've been on a couple with you, and I don't know, just the camaraderie, and you know, you're all doing really, really good for a really, really good cause, and it's just fun, and it's you're outside and you're breathing fresh air, and
yes,
and it's just, you know, and then all the bikes are beautiful, and it's just fun.
Well, and you're there with all your brothers and sisters,
right?
And you're getting picked on, you're picking on other people, the way life is meant to be. You're tearing each other up and having a blast.
Exactly. Right.
So what is CVMA? What do you do? Like, what is your mission to do for veterans? Like, you focus on just basically anything and everything.
Yeah, we're across the board.
Right.
We do a lot with another organization downtown Milwaukee called CVI, and they manage and run several veteran homeless and transitional housing shelters. So we work with them. As a matter of fact, the Mazzucchelli dinner, the proceeds to that went to CVI.
Mm-hmm.
They also run the soldiers' home over at the VA grounds, too.
Okay.
And I know that that's all expanding down there because I know the old post office is now housing as well for veterans. So I believe they manage all that, too, over there at the VA grounds. Fantastic organization. They take really good care of their vets. And it's not just about homeless and transitional, you know, living. They have programs to help train them to get them back in the workforce. They they help them through their claims processes. They do really good work.
Yeah, it's available for mental health issues.
Oh yeah, whatever. As a matter of fact, they're building a mental health facility right now.
Nice.
They took one of the older buildings downtown that used to be one of their, I believe, intake buildings, and they got some grants, and now they're completely gutting this building and turning it into a mental health facility.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be counselors, and, you know, and no one's going to live at that facility, but that's where all of the
help is available.
Exactly.
Professional place to go to.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. They're,
and much needed.
Listen, there are not nearly enough resources for veterans.
No.
Like, not one single veteran should suffer from anything. Well, mentally, physically, health, financially, nothing. Not one single veteran. We should have programs to cover absolutely everything that they need.
Absolutely. Agreed. And it should be well known where it's not.
Right.
I mean, there's people that know about it and people involved in all that, but it's not common knowledge. And it should be, because there's a lot of guys that are disconnected, you know, that don't use the VA. I'm not a VA guy. I don't. I use them. You know,
I'm the VA saved my life. The Milwaukee VA. Mm-hmm. I had a heart attack and they did the triple bypass there at the VA.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. And which, you know, I've been very good friends with the Fisher House since then because they put my family up while I was having open heart surgery.
Right.
So,
yeah. You're too young for that.
I'm 54.
Yeah. See, you're too young for that.
Yeah.
God, for sure. We're talking with Loki from the CVMA. All right. So we start at Trackers?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. And Trackers Pub is in South Milwaukee. And then, so registration starts at 10.
Correct.
And this is this coming Saturday, coming up on Saturday.
The 19th.
And then,
it's a long drive.
Yeah. A lot of road construction and detours.
Everywhere. Well, you know, really, they store the barrels on the side of the road because they have nowhere to put them. Because they're not working on anything.
Right. I'm 100% sure that they just pick a road and they put the barrels there because there's nowhere to store them.
Right.
I'm 100% committed to that observation.
Totally agree with you.
Possible way that we are working on all of these roads at once.
Yep.
No. So anyway, and okay, here's the other thing, just on a side note, why do they shut a lane down 6 miles before the work? Answer that question. It's because they don't have anywhere to store the damn barrels.
Correct.
Just saying.
Yep. Or they want you really angry when you get there.
It's all kind of voodoo.
I think that's what it is.
Right. Well, that's they're trying to tick everybody off. Right. So the 8th annual poker chip run this coming Saturday, $10 a passenger, $15 for the riders.
Yep.
Kickstands are up at 11 a.m. Trackers in South Milwaukee. You're going to hit Stumble In, but the Bunker, Honey Lake Inn, Papa Stash. My daughter really loves Papa Stash. I've never been there.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, come on the ride.
I've driven by it. I know. I've driven by it on my way to her house, but I've never actually stopped and been there. And then, of course, at Trackers. So we end at Trackers again. It's just a big circle.
Yeah, we're going to do a round robin.
Okay. And then silent raffle, 50-50s,
anything
going on like that?
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of raffle baskets.
Okay.
There'll be silent auctions for some of the bigger items.
Nice.
And yeah, then there'll be 50-50s, you know, it's good time.
And their raffle baskets are awesome.
Yeah.
None of them, you don't look at any of them and go, I'm not really interested. Well, they're all cool.
Oh, right? Yeah. Actually, I'm hitting every bar in West Dallas trying to get tokens and,
oh, nice.
And t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to make a West Dallas pub crawl basket for the silent auction.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
I think I've got six or seven bars involved already, so.
That should bring some money in.
Yeah. That's cool. But I think this is an absolute wonderful thing. You can participate whether you go on the ride or not. Just show up at Trackers, like you said, 3 o'clock or so.
Yeah.
I mean, just go early.
Yeah, for the after party? Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
For the after party, bid on some stuff, donate some money, and just know that.
We'll have a good time.
Yeah.
You know? And if you're a vet, like we've said many times, if you don't ride, that's fine. If you're a vet or anybody, but I'm reaching out mainly to vets. Come on over, because if you've been out of the game for a while and haven't been around your brothers and sisters, you are literally welcome with open arms.
Oh, yeah.
Introduce
absolutely.
Yourself, what branch you are in, and just let the party begin, because it's going to be a fun time.
Right.
The CVMA saved a lot of us.
Yeah.
Because it gave us back the camaraderie and the brotherhood and sisterhood that we had back in the military.
Right.
So now we get that on a daily basis.
Right.
It's fantastic.
And if you don't stay with it, you kind of forget. I don't want to say you forget about it, but you lose it.
You forget
you
how valuable that is
right.
to you. Yeah.
Right. And the first time I rode with Whiskey with the guys, like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
Yeah. It just brought it back. And I got out in 90, you know, so that was several years.
And we all give each other crap just like we did back then.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in the Air Force, though. You weren't in the military. Yeah, but it's fun, and you expect it. You know what's coming.
Yep.
You know, when I tell people I was an MP, I'm ready for it. I always get the eye roll and go, oh, my God, what a loser, get out of here.
Yeah, right.
Because everybody wanted to be a SNE.
Where can people get more information on this? Now, if they just – I think we went over this before. If you just Google CVMA WI45-1, I think things – I think you can get to the Facebook page.
You can just Google CVMA 45-1 and it'll bring it right up.
Right. Okay. And we've got we've just revamped our entire website too.
Nice.
So
okay, what's the website?
It's CVMA45-1.org.
Okay. .org.
.org. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a lot of great information there. We've got all of our events. There's an event calendar that covers the whole state of Wisconsin.
Oh, cool.
So if you want to get around to any of the other combat vets,
right.
Rides or, you know, events, you can go on there and then you can filter it out by chapter. And so if you wanted to see what Dash Run was up to, you could go to our Wisconsin events page,
right.
Select the host and select 45-1 and it'll show all of our events
cool.
that we've registered.
How many chapters are there in Wisconsin?
We've got 8.5 right now.
Okay, 8.5.
Yeah,
one is coming up.
Space Force.
There you go. I forgot about them.
No. We sometimes when we don't have enough representation in areas, we'll start what's called a detachment.
Sure.
And a detachment is where they'll break off from one chapter to start another chapter.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So until they're a full fledged chapter.
Right, they're half.
They're kind of a half.
They're a
but still,
five.
That's great. Yeah. It's great, though, to have that problem because obviously you need to break off because the interest is there and then you just take time to grow. I think that's great.
Well,
that's
more awesome. Members, more helpers.
That's right.
More support.
That's right.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely wonderful. All right, well, I'm going to see. I got to see what my schedule is. I know.
And now everybody knows you're thinking about
we
it.
We would have to take the bagger because I'd have to have a change of clothes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you
couldn't ride on the chopper that far.
No,
could ride on the back of my cholo.
No, no. We're not taking that silly 250 anywhere.
No, I got a custom chopper with a Badlander on it, and just a crack of the throttle and right off the fender.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, Amy's told me what to do and what not to do, what to ride and what not to ride.
Yeah.
I'm not riding that.
No, you want to be on the ultra.
Especially back
sure.
from Chicago in the rain.
Yeah.
Oh, that yeah, the yeah. day on the
not
fender.
Doing that either. Mm-mm. So she is much more manly than
she
I
can
am.
Ride. Definitely can ride.
Anyway, Loki, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Yeah. I got something for you guys because you guys do so much. I know Whiskey has you know been in here many times. I know mm-hmm. Dumpster's been here.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to present you guys with this.
Thank you.
And that is one of our thank you guys for getting the word out and allowing us to get the word out. So here's our challenge coin for 45-1.
Awesome. Thank you very
much. Do you have one?
I have one.
I have one in my purse. It's not in the room. I have got to start bringing it in the room.
It's never too early to drink.
Man. They get me on this every time because I know I never bring it in here.
I brought one in for it. It was huge. Actually,
yeah,
it was
I have a
coin.
Great big one.
And she's talking and wasn't paying attention. I dropped it on the counter here, clank. Wah, 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 wah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't have mine.
So not fair. But thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah. That is absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
That's,
you're welcome.
Yeah, that's very cool. The challenge coins are, I think that's, I just
they're huge
think
to
they're
me.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's an
yeah,
honor
you have
to
a big collection.
One.
Yeah, that's right. That's
I've got
right.
I've got two or three.
Yeah. Yeah. You might have a couple. Anyway, Loki, thank you again. And absolutely no problem. We will always have you guys in here. Anything that we can do to help, anything that happens to the benefit of veterans, we will always be behind.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We appreciate your support.
Oh, absolutely.
Likewise.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for being here. And we'll see you on Saturday.
Fingers
crossed. We'll see. I know you're going, but...
Damn right I'm going.
I
don't care if it rains or not. I'll be there.
Oh, boy.
I won't even take my rain gear with.
Dude, you're never getting over the rain.
Oh, what's rain gear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rain gear is just stuff that's going to make you sweat on the inside.
That's right. You're still getting wet either way.
I've got a picture of winter, and I've got a really long driveway. And I've got a picture of my driveway where I've just shoveled a path that was wide enough to get my bike out of the garage.
Right.
Nice.
Nice. I don't see any problem with that.
That's why they make layers.
That's right.
That's why we have leathers.
Exactly.
Oh, anyway, we briefly mentioned it, but Venetian Fest is coming up starting on Wednesday. It's a big weekend for us here at Lake 96.1. We're going to talk more about that with some of the guys from the Lake Geneva JCs when we come back right after this on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Oh, you know what time it is. It is. It's time for Venetian Fest. This is the week that I wait for all year long. Like immediately on Monday, I miss the guys and the wives, and I'm like, it's so long until the next one. It's so long. It's 360 days. I love it. I talk about it all year long. I talk about it all year long.
But you move in down there.
I know. Well, they think I do live there, so I just stay because I love it. And
you're living there for a week.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. So, anyway, Steve Schrader and Ryan Lash join us this morning. They are you guys co-chairs? No, you're a chair. And you're the president. Oh, Steve, you have all the responsibility. So Venetian Fest starts next week. Ryan, do you want to start? You want to just mention, give us your elevator pitch on why we should all go to Venetian Fest.
You should all go to Venetian Fest because it's a great time. All the proceeds for the festival go back into the community. That's the biggest deal. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. And it's what, you know, supplies all the money for everything we get back.
Everything that you guys do all year long. Which
exactly.
Most people don't know how much you guys do.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't. They have no idea.
No, they kept me afloat for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with the Beat the Heat car.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's more than that because you got music, you got beer, you got food, you got
carnival.
Entertainment, you got beer, you got music, and there's food.
And beer.
And beer. Right. And there's beer.
Wait, is there beer?
There is. By the music. And it's a really, I mean, who has never been to Venetian? But if you're one of those people who haven't, you got to go because it is a blast.
It is a blast.
All night, all day.
Right.
It's a good time.
Right.
And it's a great cause.
And we're kicking things off with Bella Kane on Wednesday night.
Great
as
music.
Usual. Steve, Bella Kane's been opening for a while.
Yeah, I want to say we're going on 7, 8, 9 years
at least.
I mean,
it's a while.
They pack the house and it is quite the show that happens on Wednesday night.
You know, and it's kind of that thing where people say, you know, it's Bella Kane every opening night of Venetian Fest. Yeah, because if it ain't broke, we don't fix it.
That's right. It works. And they don't disappoint.
No, they don't. You know, he is one of these people that is constantly aware that in order to run your business, which is exactly what Bella Kane is, you have to make changes. You have to continue to move forward. You have to continue to provide a new product. Because we would all be bored if every single year it was the same show. But I don't think Rob has the same show going on from show to show, let alone from year to year. I mean, they are constantly adding, and that's the way you not only run a band, but that's the way you run a business.
Well, and the beautiful thing about them, too, is that they don't take a break.
Right.
So they're just,
that's right. They keep moving.
3.5, 4 hours of just straight music.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so it keeps the crowd going. It keeps the beer flowing. It keeps, it's just great.
Yep. It is. It's wonderful.
Great way to start it off. Mm-hmm. Just get that adrenaline up and let it ride till, you know, Sunday night.
So new this year, Steve, it's ladies night.
That is right. So
Thursday
we kick off with Modern Day Romeos, which is also going to be ladies' night. So all the ladies that come down will get a free beer token at the door when they check in.
Nice. So,
brand new this year. Hopefully you guys all come down. It'll be a blast. Modern Day Romeos is going to bring quite the show as well. They pack the house and all the venues they're at as well. So it's a show we look forward to.
They have a huge following, and they're very interactive with the crowd.
They are.
Nice.
They are.
So, it'll be fun to watch that.
That'll be cool. Okay, now I'm also looking forward to Friday. Tell me about Kelly Daniels.
Kelly Daniels, we found him. He's up and coming out of Nashville. He opened for Morgan Wallen.
Oh, I love Morgan.
A couple of weeks ago, like middle of June, I think, at Wrigley. And then a bunch of us went and saw him the next night at Blarney's Island.
And you remember?
Yeah.
You remember getting there.
I know I've been there.
The swim back.
Yeah, I know I've been to
Blarney
Island.
That was my first time to Blarney Island.
Really?
So it was entertaining.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
It's a cool place out there.
Yeah.
But he puts on a pretty good show. So we were excited to get him.
And I listened to some of his stuff on YouTube. I'm really looking forward to Friday night. I think that's a great addition.
Yeah.
But I think that he is going to grow. And so if you want to see him, you better get here and see him, you know, and if maybe you're lucky enough to be able to book him for a few years, because I think you're right. I think he's going to take off and he's going to be on tour. Well,
yeah, and then you got bragging rights when he hits it.
That's right. You helped him.
He was singing in a tent.
That's right.
That'll be great.
So, because he's country, but kind of rock and country.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Correct. Yep.
He's absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. And then, of course, on Saturday night, fan favorite, they never let us down. Two Hype Crew will be there with the Fly Girls. Everybody loves that night, and it's always a party.
Always.
I mean, we just can't. There's not even anything you can say about it. And then, of course, Sunday. Okay, first of all, Rock Central. Those kids, that's amazing. I wish, and I say this every time I talk about this, I wish that growing up, I would have had some kind of music school to go to like this, and not just to Mrs. Buck's living room that smelled like mothballs and to learn piano, right? Because I would have stayed with it. But I was like, well, now that I learned how to play Moonlight Sonata, I'm really over it. Like, I can play the piano, move me on to something else. But I never had the opportunity to play with other people playing other things, like in a band situation. I would have stayed with it, and I would not be sitting here right now.
Yeah,
I would
be in a band.
That's right. I'd be playing on stage on Saturday night. So
you'd be with Kelly Daniels.
I'd be with Kelly Daniels. That's right. That's right. And so they are absolutely amazing. So if you haven't seen the Rock Central Kids and adults, as a matter of fact, come and perform anywhere, come and see them on Sunday afternoon. And then Big Al Wetzel. Okay, first of all, Big Al Wetzel, big teddy bear. For one.
Absolutely.
Ladies. Yeah, he's a
sweetheart.
He's
absolutely adorable and just lovely and one of the kindest people you'll ever meet. We are doing a Halloween party this year, by the way, at Magpies, and Al Wetzel will be the band that's playing that night. So we're excited about that. And then, of course, Dirty Canteen. You know, Jeff, he's another icon here in southeastern Wisconsin for sure. So, what? You're laughing.
He's great.
He's an icon. Yeah. He knows he's an icon.
Week.
That's right.
He's right now. Wednesday night has just started.
Right. One band I wanted to ask you about, too, though, is the Jack Whittle Band. And I have not heard of them. They're on Saturday afternoon, 3 to 6, after the Bago tournament.
I don't know a ton about them. I know Nate, who does our entertainment bookings,
right,
has really been looking to kind of elevate that afternoon.
Yes,
something
for sure.
A little bit more fun and intriguing and interactive. And I know it is a smaller band, but they have a very upbeat tempo. And
cool.
Nate is insanely thrilled about having them down there this year. So
good.
That's even more
motivation to get down there and see them if you don't know anything
about
them. That's
right. Well, and I think that's a great plan, like you said, to get, you know, a little bit more hype in the afternoon, because why not? You've got two hype crew coming up right after that. So start drinking at noon when the Bago tournament starts and just stay. Just get a hotel. I wonder if there are any hotel rooms, because you guys book the city for this.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you bring it. You bring the visitors.
Well, you know, if you work it right, you don't need to sleep.
That's a true statement.
Right into Sunday.
That's if you're a JC and you're working. You don't. Sleep is not an option.
You can act like a JC, or you can try and want to be a JC and just go along with the flow.
And just go with the flow and not sleep? Okay.
I mean, you can't pretend like you sleep either that week, Nancy.
No. I don't sleep either. That's right. I don't. Mostly because I'm so excited. I'm so excited about everything. I'm always so excited about it.
Put you on a leash. You're all over.
Retractable leash.
Right.
Right.
Pull her in.
Right. Retractable
leash.
Get off the stage. Hey, I do that.
I know.
Usually,
when they walk you over to the stairs.
They've got a big hook. They get me off the stage. But anyway, no, I'm completely honored to be able to help you guys out and intro the bands and do that stuff. Like, it's just very cool that you guys let me do that. And I have a great time, and so I talk about it year round to make sure that people get to Venetian Fest and see me.
Well, you got to keep it in their mind.
That's right. Top of mind. That's what we do. We're talking with Stephen Ryan from the Lake Geneva JCs. We are talking about Venetian Festival coming up August 16th through the 20th in downtown Lake Geneva. We really don't have to tell you where it's at, because if you drive in downtown Lake Geneva, you will see it.
Well, you're not going to
matter what.
Or hear it.
Yeah. Right, or hear it.
If you can't find it, you shouldn't be driving.
That's right. The weekend is a little different. We have more stuff going on the weekend, like the craft fair, Ryan. Mm-hmm.
Craft fair is over in Library Park. We try to get about 100 to 110 different crafters.
Wow.
I don't know if we're going to hit that number this year, but we're hoping to. And we try to have crafters that have handmade,
right,
homemade stuff. You know, so when you go down there and you're looking to buy something, you know it's, you know,
unique and special.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have a food truck down there as well. So, you know, if you're hungry, you can get some food from, I think it's the local Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Nice. That's right. You know, here again, you have to be 40 or under to be in the Lake Geneva JCs. When you turn 40, you what they call rooster out. But what I admire and what I love about this organization is the fact that these young men are, and then the roostered out guys, are constantly mentoring the younger guys that are coming through the organization, and you're teaching them to be leaders. You're teaching them how to run businesses. You're teaching them to be, you know, respectful and productive in the community. And so I love that because there aren't always a lot of people around to mentor young men. And that is one of the prime objectives of the JCs. And we need good, strong, responsible, productive young men in our community, in our businesses, in our schools, everywhere. And so that is, and the Boy Scouts, you know, the same thing. We need those kids mentored as well. And so that partnership is obviously a no-brainer with you guys, but it's always, the Boys and Girl Scouts, they teach them things that they really need to know. And a lot of it, you know, like I said, is how to survive running a business, working in a business, knowing how to contribute to your community. And it's, like I said, that's one of the reasons why I just love the JCs, because of that aspect. Along with the fact that you guys contribute to, I don't even know how many organizations, right, to everybody that needs help in our community. So let's talk a little bit too, Steve and Ryan, about the causes that the proceeds benefit from Venetian Fest and your other fundraisers throughout the year.
On that, I think, just backing up a little bit. So mm-hmm. Venetian Fest is obviously big for the JCs, but this is also, you know, the Boy Scouts coming down. We also have the YMCA set right. up down there, the Legion, and also the Lions Club. So it's obviously big for us, but this also supports a bunch of other nonprofits right. that are set up down there fundraising too. So this is, I mean, this is truly a full scale community event that takes, I mean, a boatload of people right. to pull off this event, and really all of our organizations are the ones that are giving back and supporting right. the community.
And the city itself. I mean, you got people renting hotel rooms and mm-hmm. shopping in between oh, yeah. bands or while on their way there.
Oh, yeah. It benefits yeah. the retail, I mean, for sure.
This is good for the JCs, but it's phenomenal for Lake Geneva. It goes mm-hmm. way beyond
yeah,
your fundraising
positive.
Down there at Venetian, right. you know. So yeah, it's
yeah
huge.
But yeah, I mean the organizations for us are endless. I mean, we get a ton of donation requests annually every year, and there's new ones every year. There's old ones that come back every year. I mean, we've done stuff with DECA, we've done stuff with YMCA, we've done you know
Kisses
stuff
from
with
Keegan
Kisses
is a big
from
one.
Keegan.
Oh yeah,
and, you know they
we donate.
Down and help us.
We do other stuff know. Just like. Donating teams to like Big Brothers Big Sisters golf outing, or buying a table at other fundraiser right. events, mm-hmm. and you know doing stuff like that. I mean, it goes a long ways. And this, I moved here in 2009, and this community is truly a community that takes care of their own.
Right.
That's kind of the biggest reason why I wanted to kind of plant myself here and build a base. And mm-hmm. we've met a lot of friends and best friends over the years, and that's. That's really what's kind of helped us grow and keep this club going for 61 years and hopefully another 61 years to come.
Mm-hmm. Right. But what year is this for? Oh,
61st.
It is the 61st. That's right. 60th was last year. We had the big, brought back yep. all of the
past presidents
and stuff. Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome. Oh, I got to do that too. I got to introduce all of
you
them.
Did. Yeah.
That was awesome.
It was awesome.
That will come back at some point. We're yeah. working on maybe a 5-year, 10-year
That's right.
type deal
yeah.
where
yeah.
we do this kind of as a traditional type item. And
that was great.
Bring that back to the forefront of
the
past of the club.
And it too.
You don't realize how many community leaders have been presidents of the Lake Geneva JCs, like until you see that huge group and you're like, oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Like all of these mm-hmm. people have been involved. And the thing about it is, unless they physically can't, they stay involved. Like they still come back and help, and they still, you know, like the old timers come back and kind of give you guys a night off, you know, the current members. And so, you know, especially with the world with Venetian Fest and pouring beer and all of that. And but they stay involved and they stay current on what's going on with you guys as much as they can. And so even though you rooster out and you can't hold positions and you can't, you know, be in charge of anything or vote or anything like that, you still are welcome to come and help the JCs make sure that this community is taken care of. And that's exactly what you guys do.
And
I mean, hands down.
And they to help, too. I always yeah. thought that cool. That was yeah. very cool, because usually when you're out, you're out.
Right.
We have a member that's on the state board, and he's seen with a lot of other chapters that we're the only one that really keeps our roosters involved. And I think that's helped
us
grow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's helped us grow. That's helped us be successful.
Well,
you know, because once you have guys get roostered out, you know, a lot of history goes with them. Mm-hmm. So you need to keep that history around to keep to keep everybody informed and how things have gone.
Well, and
you know what I mean?
They're taking a lot of knowledge with them, too. It's like, you guys rooster out, you're taking everything you've learned all these years.
Right.
You got to pass that down to just keep yourself successful.
Right.
Yeah. What works and what, more importantly, what doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, years back we implemented on our actual board. So we do have two rooster liaisons that actually sit on our board of directors, which they're full goal is to keep roosters involved and keep them up to date and
that's
kind
a
of
must.
Keep them apprised of like what we have going on, what we're doing, how our fundraisers are going, and keeping them coming back to our events. And
they're like consultants,
basically.
That's essentially
huge.
Yeah.
See? See, Tom?
Absolutely huge.
The Lake Geneva JCs know how to have term limits.
Yes, and I'm glad it's
why
only
they're
one
so
year.
Successful.
Yes, that's definitely why they're so successful. We'll get talk about that later. Anyway, Ryan, what else is it that you want people to know about Venetian Fest? Is there anything different? Is there anything that you really want to highlight?
Come see the fireworks. The fireworks always going to be great. I mean, last year we increased our budget for the fireworks, and it was a great show. And we kept that budget going this year, and we're hopefully in perpetuity, you know, and have a really good show and stay for the finale.
Whoa. Sounds like there's something up.
I think the whole week's a challenge.
Well, yeah. It depends on,
depends
on what side of the counter you're on, inside of the beer counter.
This is a marathon. Starting on Wednesday, ending on Sunday.
100%.
Yes, it's not a sprint.
It's no different than DoshFest. That was a 3-day event. We did all 3 days.
Listen,
we were successful.
I know. We pre-Venetian Fest at DoshFest.
That's
right. Fest. That's what we did.
Got to build up for it.
That's right. That's right.
I'm glad you guys are ready.
We're all toned up. Yeah. I know.
We don't have to do any work. We just got to show up.
That's right. We don't. Yeah. All I
do
is.
We just threw a couple extra days in there for you.
Yeah. See? That's all right.
Yeah, it's nothing.
That's nothing. We can do it. And we have a ride on Saturday, so it'll be.
So you're going to come in all prepped.
Yeah, I'm going to be definitely prepped. My hair is going to be a mess, just warning you. So I'm really proud of you for years ago also making it very easy for everybody to find you on the World Wide Web by snagging VenetianFest.com for the website, because you know that there's millions of Venetian Fest celebrations going on all over the world, and you guys have VenetianFest.com as your website for this event. So make sure you check that out for the full schedule. It starts Wednesday, August 16th through the 20th, Wednesday through Sunday. There's entertainment every single day, food, carnival for the kids. Just come down and have a great time. But definitely come and check out the music schedule. Come to the beer tent, and it's just a lot of fun. Oh, one more thing. Are you still taking Bago?
We do have slots left for the Bago tournament. Yes.
Okay, so the Bago tournament's fun too.
Oh yeah,
you pregame for that. Yeah,
well, that's just the start of the night.
It starts at noon on Saturday, and
throw bags, drink beer. I mean, yeah, this doesn't get any better than that.
I mean, it sounds rough.
It is
definitely
not
sounds rough
at all.
No. Definitely,
it's a terrible start to your Saturday.
It is.
Yeah,
I'm up for the challenge.
What were you thinking? Anyway,
I generally don't.
I am very excited about the two new bands, and then, of course, our old favorites, and it's just going to be a great year, as usual.
And the class reunion.
What class reunion?
You know, every year I go down there, I run into people that I went to school with that I haven't seen since last year.
It's like they plan it, right.
Yeah, it's like Friday night is like the big reunion night where most everybody goes down, but there's always somebody there. That you know.
And
that you haven't
seen
in a long time, and you have to catch up. And, and then 10 minutes later, it's somebody else. And
Exactly. And it's not just a fundraiser. It's a social event.
Right.
That goes on for a week.
Right. It's a week-long class.
Yeah, it just can't get any better than this.
Well, like I said, it is. It's the festival that we look forward to around here all year long. And I want to thank you guys for putting it on, because it's an enormous amount of work. It's just an absolutely enormous amount of work. But it is proof that there's power in numbers, because you guys do. Are you still the largest in Wisconsin?
Second largest,
yeah,
I believe.
Okay. Second.
Because I know that you are in high competition with the other group, and you go back and forth. You
Sheboygan
battle back
is,
and forth. Yeah,
is our largest chapter in the state now. And we actually, the cool part the last couple of years, we've actually been joining up with a couple other chapters.
Yeah.
Sheboygan, For reference, we actually have 6 people coming down from the Sheboygan chapter this year to actually help us at Venetian on Saturday night.
So oh, good. Nice.
There's some nice relationships being built within the other chapters with us. And
that's
great. It's cool to see that camaraderie. And maybe we went up and did a Sheboygan canoe float with them and joined their event. And
cool.
So it's a cool mix that's happening now.
It's what it's all about.
So
it's what it's all about. Everybody in for the good cause.
Yeah. They can learn a little stuff down here too, and
that's right.
Do better up by them.
We'll show them the ropes this next week.
There you go. You guys, thank you so very much, Steve and Ryan from the Lake Geneva JCs. Venetian Fest coming up next week. We will see you out there all 5 days. Good luck with the event this year, and thank you guys so much for everything you do for the community.
Yeah, thank you.
Coming up next, we're going to close out the show. That's coming up next right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. All right.
Got quite a week coming up, don't we?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I have to rest this weekend for next week.
Well, yeah, you might as well prepare a little bit.
I mean, I might. Yeah.
You don't want to be too prepared. It takes the fun out of it.
I know. It's like, where's the surprise? Okay. So I have to talk about this. I messaged my friend who posted this and said, I hate to tell you, but you're making the show this week. And so anyway, she posted this note that she received after parking in downtown Lake Geneva in a certain lot and going into one of the establishments that this lot people are supposed to park for.
Right.
Here's what this note says. The note that she got on her windshield was, warning, parking in this lot are for employees and patrons of 253 Center Street only. We have your license plate number, and next time your vehicle is in this lot, it will be towed at your expense. She was shopping in one of the stores. Now listen. Uh-huh. You want to say it?
No, well, first of all, it's not right. Okay, I would be rather irritated if that was me.
Now, there are signs up that say this is for customers and employees of this particular building only.
Mm-hmm. Right, but for them to be towed, cited, whatever, they would have to prove that they're somebody else, that they're somewhere else and they didn't go to that store. So this note, it sounds like somebody's just out there trying to cause trouble. You know what I mean?
Let me just say one thing. I understand that there's a parking problem in Lake Geneva. I have been talking about I know, you're shocked.
I can't believe it.
I have been talking about this parking problem ever since the city of Lake Geneva failed to inform the residents of Lake Geneva how they could get basically a free parking garage with TIF money.
Mm-hmm.
And they failed to inform people that it would not cost them an arm and a leg in their taxes or whatever, that because it could have been paid for back in what, 2014 or something? It's been a while.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
With money that they already had.
Correct.
And they would not have to.
And at that time, the lot was wide open for them to build on.
Exactly. So I have been talking about this and the lack of progress and the ridiculous ideas like busing employees in from the Home Depot parking lot and stupid crap like that people come up with. I understand that it is frustrating for businesses. I 100% agree. However, don't threaten me.
No, that's ridiculous.
This is unacceptable behavior from a business owner in this town. And I will bet you that the other stores that this lot serves don't necessarily agree with putting these notes written like this. Now, one person on this post suggested perhaps you could say, welcome to Lake Geneva. Please note that this particular lot is for shopping at this particular, because it is, and that's
right,
fine.
Right, but isn't it already posted that?
It is. Well, and just say, we hope you had a pleasant shopping experience. If, in fact, you didn't shop here, please know that it is for our patrons, and we appreciate you visiting us, but, please park in one of the public lots. You know, the delivery is unacceptable.
Right. But is there a business or anything that has claimed that they put that note out there? Like, I mean, is there a name on there or anything like that?
They know who did it.
Okay.
They know who did it. It's just, I'm not saying that that you shouldn't say something to people.
Right.
This, you.
No, it's threatening. It's ridiculous.
We have your license plate number. I'm sorry, what?
That's an idle threat. What are you going to do?
Right. And we will have you towed?
No, they
won't.
Let
me tell you something. If I park my car in that lot and I'm in shopping and I come out and I find out my car's not there.
Under what authority are they having it towed?
Well, because it is a private lot for that particular business.
Okay.
That's understandable. You know, if you have somebody parking there and walking across town to go visit or walking around downtown, that's not what that lot's for. And that is true. That's understandable. But you do not put a passive-aggressive note on a person's car that may have just walked in and spent $200 in
Absolutely.
Your store.
Right. No, I totally agree with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Unacceptable behavior.
Yes.
Figure it out. Like, this is not even open for discussion with me. Good day. I have a question. If Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk have a cage fight, are you going to watch?
No.
No.
God, no.
Nobody is.
No.
I don't know why we keep talking about this. Why? This is just such a stupid thing.
Are they rumored to be doing this?
Oh, yes. They're training for it. They've Zuckerberg supposedly built an arena in his backyard to practice. Yeah. Idiots. Let's talk one more thing because we don't have a lot of time. Dianne Feinstein and uh-huh. Mitch McConnell. Listen, they're too old to be making decisions on their own behalves. Now, Mitch McConnell was with it until he fell over the winter and he had a concussion and now he's suffering some pretty severe side effects
Brain
from
injury,
that. Yeah. You know, at least he was in his right mind up until, you know, some of these things happened to him over the last few months. But Dianne, our friend Dianne, has been out of it for quite some time.
Years.
So much to the point that she has signed her own the power of attorney over her affairs to her daughter, but she's making decisions for me and you.
Right. And we didn't vote against the daughter or for the daughter or whatever.
Right. But she's the daughter's making decisions for Dianne Feinstein for this senator's personal affairs and financial affairs. But Dianne Feinstein is at our country's capital making decisions
for us.
For us. Now if this doesn't scream term limits or age limit, I don't know what does. And I mean, I could go on and on about some fumble that Biden made, but that's just old news because he does it every day.
I think you presented it very well. If you're not capable of making decisions in your own home, how are you capable of making
right.
decisions for people in this country?
Right.
I think you nailed it.
And then last week she fell again. I mean, again, when does this become abuse of the elderly?
Who's keeping her
well,
there?
Well, that's my question, is
right.
why are we, this is not healthy for
we
her.
We won't allow her to drive a car.
Right.
In that condition, or right. any elderly person.
Right. Like, this is not healthy for her. I
no.
think Biden's health will seriously diminish because of all of the stress and everything, more than it already has.
Right.
In the coming years. We are stressing these older folks out, and thank you for your service, but move.
Well.
Back home.
And it kind of makes you wonder, are they a puppet? Because I
well,
believe
of course
they are.
Are.
Right. So why are they even there?
Because
if they're
they
not
can't,
doing a job that they were elected to do.
They don't know what else to do.
Why should they? Well, they shouldn't even be there is my
But
point.
Do we have a system in place to get rid of them?
No, obviously not.
Don't they're they
there.
Have to resign?
I don't
think
know.
You can fire them because they're elected.
Well, if they're incapable of doing the job.
But if they don't step down,
there's got to be something.
There's got to be something, but
well,
it's not being utilized,
yeah, but
that's for sure.
There's got to be some kind of, you know, review of if they're capable, medically, mentally capable of doing it. I know it doesn't sound realistic, but how many other jobs out there do you have that? I mean, law enforcement, there's stuff in there. If you can't do your job, it's analyzed. I mean, we retest drivers.
You don't get elected.
Well, no, I get that, but if you can't do your job, I don't care what it is, because of your age, because of your physical limitations, or your mental capacity, you know, if you're getting older and developing dementia and stuff like that, which is reality, it happens to people,
mm-hmm.
why are they still in that position? Why are you going to put a guy out on the street with a gun when he's going through dementia, or he
right.
can't hardly walk?
Right.
How is he going to do anything for the community
right.
he works for?
And why are people in positions of making decisions for the entire country?
That is a great
that
question.
That cannot make decisions for themselves.
Exactly.
Right. Anyway,
disgusting.
Lots and lots of fun. Coming up this week, we've got the ride on Saturday. We've got Venetian Fest that starts on Wednesday. Ladies, don't forget, Thursday is ladies' night. You get a free beer token at Venetian Fest. Check everything out and the schedule of music as well as the rest of the activities at VenetianFest.com. That wraps up Life Matters. We'll see you next week.